The long-awaited 2014 Farm Bill has been approved by Congress. The bill, which was passed by the House last week and by the Senate earlier today, is what many are calling a good compromise. As Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss says, all the hard work has finally paid off.
We've come up with some options in the Farm Bill that really address issues that Midwest farmers are happy with and Southeast farmers are happy with, and as we've always done, we finally have come together and I think come up with a proposal that does not guarantee anybody any income in farming, but it does provide a safety net when times are tough and prices and yields are low.
But not everyone is cheering, as Iowa Senator Charles Grassley opposed the farm bill because it does not include his long champion payment limits. Limits both the Senate and House originally approved, but were changed in conference.
This intentional change by the conference committee allows each farmer to get significantly more from these new countercyclical programs that are not even WTO compliant.
Grassley notes that the change violated Senate rules.
Rule 28 of the United States Senate says that if things are the same in both houses, they should not be conferenceable.
The farm bill includes payment limits 150% greater than either chamber had initially approved. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.